每一次都非常的感恩，我可以站在这里。
It's a pleasure to worship our Lord with you today.
非常的开心，今天可以同你们一起敬拜我们的主。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we just praise you and honor you and glory, give you all the glory today, Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们真的是感谢、赞美，把一切的荣耀都归给你。
Father, help us to understand your word.
天父，帮助我们。知道您的话语，
Help us to apply your word to our lives.
帮助我们可以把您的话用在我们的生命当中，
Help us to hold your word as the only authority in our life.
帮助我们，让我们知道只有神的话语是我们生命的中心。
Father, we pray for all those who couldn't be here today.
主啊，我们为那些不能在这里的人也祷告。
We pray for those sick with COVID.
我们为那些得了新冠肺炎的人祷告。
We pray that you would heal them quickly.
我们祷告，你可以很快的医治他们。
We pray that you would get all the glory this morning, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们祷告，天父，您得到一切的赞美和荣耀。我们这样的祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. You know, life consists of a few significant moments that can dramatically change an individual's future.
我们知道，生命呢是由一些可以改变每个人未来的重要的时刻组成。
I can look back at my own life and think of a few significant decisions that would dramatically change my life.
我可以回顾一下我自己过去的生活，并思考一些让我的生命重大变化的重要决定。
The college I chose changed everything, from the geographic location I lived in to my friends and even my first job after college.
我大学的选择改变了一切，包括我所居住的地理的位置，到我的朋友，到我大学毕业后的第一份工作。
The decision I made to move to Tennessee from New York in 2006 completely overhauled my life.
在2006年，我决定从纽约搬到田纳西州，这彻底的改变了我的生命。
The moment I said I do to my wife Jennifer was the best decision I've ever made outside of my faith in Christ.
当我对我的妻子詹妮弗说"我愿意"的那一刻，这是我在选择基督信仰之外最好的决定。
We can all look back on our lives and define a few life-changing moments where a decision, one way or another, could change everything.
在座的每一位都可以回顾下我们自己的生活，并定义一些改变我们生活的时刻，可能是这样，可能也是那样的方式。
I've titled today's message, The Day That Changed Everything, and we'll be in Acts chapter 22.
说，我将今天信息命名为"改变一切的那一天"。我们将在《使徒行传》的第22章1到21节中讨论。
In this story, Paul is recounting the day his life changed on the Damascus Road.
So，在这个故事当中，保罗讲述了他的生命在去大马士革的路上那一天发生了改变。
On that day, he left Jerusalem on a personal vendetta against Christians.
都在那一天，保罗因为对基督徒个人的仇恨而离开了耶路撒冷。
He would return as a converted follower of Jesus.
当他返回的时候，他成为了基督呼召的宣教士。
When Paul left Jerusalem, he severely misunderstood God.
就当保罗离开耶路撒冷时，他严重的误解了神。
Thinking he was serving God, Paul was on his way to imprison Christians and to return them to Jerusalem for severe punishment or worse.
保罗以为自己是在侍奉神，他开始监禁基督徒，并将他们押送回耶路撒冷，接受严厉的惩罚，甚至更糟。
However, along that trip, Paul had a moment of truth, a moment where everything changed.
然而，就在这次旅行中，保罗却经历了一个真理性的时刻，一个改变他一生的时刻。
A moment where life would no longer be the same.
说，在那一刻，他的生活将完全的改变。
The moment when Paul was converted to Jesus.
在那一刻，保罗归信了主基督耶稣。
Conversion is a theme that occupies much of Acts.
So, 归信主，这是一个占据《使徒行传》的非常重要的主题。
How would you define conversion?
你会如何的定义归信耶稣呢？
The first step of the Christian life is called conversion.
基督徒生命的第一步就称为归信主。
Conversion is a single entity that has two distinguishable but inseparable aspects.
归信神呢，是一个单个的实体行为，具有两个可区分但是不可分割的方面，悔改和信心。
Conversion includes repentance and faith.
So, 归信呢，包括两个方面，悔改和你的信心。
Conversion is the act of turning from one sin in repentance and turning towards Jesus in faith.
归信耶稣呢，是指你在罪恶当中反转，并且凭着信心归向耶稣的行为。
And as a true convert, Paul would be able to share his personal testimony.
So, 作为一个真正的归信者，保罗将可以分享他的个人见证。
A testimony includes three essential aspects.
见证包括三个基本的方面。
You have a past, an old you.
你有一个过去，你有一个老我。
There's an encounter with Jesus where a decision is made to repent and to place your faith in Jesus.
你与基督耶稣相遇，并且决定悔改你的罪，并且相信耶稣。
And then there's a new you.
在基督里，你会有一个新的我。
If you've been converted to Jesus, you have a testimony.
如果你已经归信了耶稣，你也有一个你自己的见证。
There's a clear moment where there was an old you, an encounter with Jesus, and a new you.
这一个清楚的时刻，那有一个旧的老你我，在那一刻我与基督相遇，并且在基督耶稣里新的生命。
And Luke records all three of these aspects of Paul's conversion in Acts chapter 22.
So, 路加呢，在《使徒行传》的第二十二章记录了，保罗归信的这三个方面。
Let's read about Paul's past in verses 3 through 5.
让我们一起来读一下保罗的过去，是记录在《使徒行传》的第二十二章三到五节。
Paul says, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I stumbled under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today.
保罗说，我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地。无论男女都所下监，这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们连弟兄的书信往大马斯革去，要把在那里奉着道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受审。
I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison. As the high priest and all the council can themselves testify, I even obtained letters from them to their associates in Damascus.And went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished.
So I went a little bit ahead of you already.
You read it? Okay.
Yeah.
So before Paul's conversion, Paul was a self-righteous man.
都在保罗信主之前，他是一个自以为义的人。
Paul says, I am born a Jew, born in Tarsus, but raised in the city of Jerusalem.
保罗说，我是一个犹太人，出生在大树，但是在耶路撒冷长大。
Paul says he was educated under Gamaliel.
So, 保罗说他是在加玛利的指导下接受教育。
This was the best possible education of his day.
这是那个时代最好的教育。
Gamaliel could be compared to a modern day Harvard or Stanford or Yale.
So, 加玛利呢，可以比作我们今天说的哈佛大学、斯坦福大学或者耶鲁大学。
Paul says he was zealous for the law as a nationalist and an enthusiast about the Jewish faith.
保罗说他一热心的遵守律法。保罗是一个民族主义者，非常热衷于他的犹太信仰。
So zealous that he would persecute them, that he would have them arrested and put to death.
就保罗非常的热心，甚至他迫害基督徒，热心的让他促使了许多反对犹太教的人。
So zealous that Paul had a reputation far and wide as a hateful, murderous man.
说保罗如此的热心，他的名声远扬，每一个人都知道他是一个可恨的人，凶狠的人。
Sadly, Paul's hope for eternal life was based on his own personal accomplishments.
可悲的是，保罗呢，对永生的希望是基于他个人的成就，以及他认为他自己在为神做工。
They were based on his zealous works for God.
一切都是关于他为神所做的事情。
For Saul, it was all about Saul and everything Saul had done.
关于保罗呢，一切都是指向保罗，他做了什么事情。
Sadly, I'm afraid many people in churches this morning are doing the exact same thing as Saul.
我恐怕今天早晨在我们的教会里，也有一些人他做了与保罗同样的事情。
I'm afraid many people in churches this morning think they're doing God a favor by showing up to church.
我恐怕今天早晨我们坐在这里的人，可能以为你自己在帮神一个忙。
Thinking that God owes you something because you made it out of bed this morning and came to a service.
你可能认为神欠了你一些东西，因为你可以穿好自己的衣服来到教会。
I'm afraid many in church today think that they've earned their salvation simply by attending an hour and a half worship service.
我恐怕今天坐在我们当中的人中，可能以为你今天参加了早上这一个半小时的敬拜，你就赢得了救赎。
Many come to check the box, and you're already looking forward to this afternoon.
我们很多人可能把来到教会就当成了勾掉你行事历上今天要做事情的一个框，而且已经在思考我下午要做什么。
I'm afraid many are in church today because that's just what you do on a Sunday.
我恐怕我们今天在这里可能觉得这就是我星期日应该做的事情。
I'm afraid many are here today saying, I've been baptized, why do I need church?
我恐怕在座的有些人会说，我已经受洗了，为什么我还需要来到教会呢？
I'm afraid many come to church and say, I've served in the children's ministry or in the worship or in the parking lot team, therefore I must be saved.
恐怕在座的人，有的人会说，我在儿童事工、敬拜小组或者停车场的事工服侍，那么我一定就会得救了。
My friends, these are called works-based salvation. And works will never lead to salvation.
朋友们，我们说的这些都是基于行为的救赎，你的行为不会为你带来救赎。
From the Jewish perspective, everything Paul was doing seemed right.
从犹太人的角度来说，扫罗所做的一切事好像都是正确的。
He had the right heritage, the right education, the right religious zeal, and a reputation that was based on external factors visible to men.
所以他所做的一切的事情都是正确的，比如说他的宗教传承、教育、对宗教的热情、他的名声，但是这都是基于人们可以看到的外部的因素。
Saul's self-righteous actions were good in the sight of men, but not God.
扫罗自以为是的行为在人看来可能是好的，但在神看来却不是。
Self-righteousness says, I don't need anybody or anything but myself to inherit heaven.
自以为义的人会说，我不需要任何神、任何人、任何其他的事情，我自己就可以继承天堂。
And I say, God forbid that we would ever act like the old Paul.
神禁止我们像旧人扫罗一样，把希望寄托在我们自己。
God forbid we would ever place our hope in ourselves.
神禁止我们把我们的希望放在我们自己身上。
God forbid we'd ever place our hope on our appearances or on our education or even our religious activities.
神也禁止让我们把希望寄托在我们自己的外表、我们的教育程度，甚至我们的宗教活动上。
1 Samuel 16:7 says this, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his outside appear, his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
撒母耳记上16:7，耶和华对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看人心，内心。
Outwardly, Paul looked like a believer.
从外在的因素来看，保罗看上去是一个相信神的人。
Inwardly, Paul did not believe.
看他的内心，神可以看到他的内心，他的内心没有真正的相信神。
But verse 5, then, on that one fateful day, Paul says he started on a journey to Damascus.
在第五节说，在那决定性的一天，保罗讲述了他开始前往了大马士革的旅程。
He would say goodbye to the religious elite of that day.
就他将告别他的教会当中的那些宗教的精英。
Maybe he packed a small bag.
或者为他自己收拾一个小的行囊。
And he would have orders in hand, and he was expected to have Christians chained up and brought back to Jerusalem with him for imprisonment.
他的手上有一个正式的命令，预计他会将基督徒锁起来，带回来，监禁起来。
Paul would return to Jerusalem.
保罗会回到耶路撒冷。
But he would never be the same man.
但他再也不是原来的那个旧的他。
See, Paul had a moment of truth.
保罗将迎来他生命当中真理的时刻。
And that's our second point today, the moment of truth.
这是我们今天要讲的第二节，真理的时刻。
Picture a bright sunny day.
想象一下一个阳光灿烂的日子。
No clouds in the sky.
天空上万里无云。
It's high noon and the sun is shining directly down.
正午的时分，阳光直射在扫罗和他的同伴身上。
Paul and his companions are making the 140-mile walk from Jerusalem to Damascus.
他们从耶路撒冷步行140英里到达大马士革。
Paul's in high spirits, thinking he's on his way to do what he does best.
保罗精神抖擞，他想他正在做他擅长的事情。
He's on his way to persecute and kill Christians because Paul thinks he's pleasing God.
他去迫害和杀戮基督徒，因为保罗认为这会讨神的喜悦。
And then suddenly, a light so strong, strong enough to blind somebody midday, a light so bright, it outshines the blazing sun.
忽然，中午的强光强到足以让人失明，光芒如此的明亮，甚至比炙热的太阳还要耀眼。
Saul falls down to his knees.
扫罗跪倒在地上。
A voice from above, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
上面有一个声音，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么要逼迫我？
And Paul asks two questions.
保罗问了两个问题。
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
A voice from above says, I am Jesus of Nazareth.The one you are persecuting.
天上的声音告诉保罗，我就是你们所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Paul responds, What should I do, Lord?
保罗问道，主啊，我该怎么做呢？
Jesus says, Get up, go to Damascus, and there you will find out everything you have been appointed to do.
耶稣说，起来，去大马士革。在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。
Do you understand the shockwaves that this would have sent through Paul?
你明白吗？这一定给保罗带来了非常大的冲击。
See, Paul knew the stories of Jesus.
保罗知道耶稣的故事。
He knew about Jesus' teachings.
他了解耶稣的教导。
He knew about Jesus' crucifixion.
他知道耶稣被钉十字架的事。
He would have heard stories about the resurrection.
他可能也听说过复活的故事。
But Paul's hardened heart prevented him from believing.
但保罗刚硬的心阻止他相信。
And then suddenly, Jesus is alive.
忽然，耶稣复活了。
The Christians were right.
基督徒是对的。
Paul's entire world was turned upside down.
保罗整个的世界将会发生翻天覆地的变化。
Everything he believed about Jesus was proven wrong.
So 他所相信的关于一切基督的事都是错误的。
Everything he was taught and believed about truth was just proven wrong.
他以前所接受的一切教导和相信的真理都被证明是错误的。
So what must Saul do?
保罗必须做什么呢？
Get up and go to Damascus, and there you will be told what to do.
起来，进大马士革去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。
You say, I've never had that type of an encounter with Jesus.
你可能会跟自己说，我从来没有过这样的经历。
My friend, can I tell you, every time you come to church and hear the preaching of the word, you have an encounter with Jesus.
我的朋友，我要告诉你，每次你来到了教会，听了宣讲的道，那你就与耶稣相聚了。
The preaching of the word is how God has decided to reveal himself.
神决定如何通过传讲神的话语来启示他自己。
Every Sunday morning, you hear the word preached, and Jesus is declaring to you that he is Lord and he is alive right now.
So 每个周日的早上，你都会听到耶稣向你宣告他的主权，他就是主。
And God uses people to declare his glory.
神呢，是用人来宣扬他的荣耀。
Look at verse 12, a man named Ananias came to see me.
在第十二节，那里有一个叫亚拿尼亚的人来见我。
You may recall in Acts chapter 9, another scripture about Paul's conversion, Ananias says how Saul did much harm to other Christians.
你可能还记得在使徒行传的第九章十三节，也有关于保罗归信主的另一段经文，在这个经文里有记载。亚拿尼亚呢，听说过扫罗他如何多多的苦害其他的基督徒。
But God commanded Ananias to go to Saul, and Ananias obeyed.
So, 但是神命令了亚拿尼亚去见扫罗，亚拿尼亚就服从了神。
And upon approaching Paul, what did Ananias do?
当亚拿尼亚来到保罗的跟前，他做了什么呢？
Verse 13 says he stood beside Paul.
十三节说他站在保罗的旁边。
You see, new believers need a spiritually mature believer to come alongside them for guidance and encouragement.
新的基督徒需要属灵成熟的基督徒的陪伴。新的基督徒寻找指导和鼓励。
He informed Paul.
他通知了保罗。
Verse 14 says,You've been appointed to know God's will.
第十四节说，你被拣选了解神的旨意。
To see the righteous one.
去看见义人。
To hear words from his mouth.
听他口中的话。
Verse 15, to witness to the world.
十五节，向世界做见证。
To take the gospel of Jesus far and wide.
去传扬耶稣的福音。
You see, Christians today, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, we are the Ananiases of this story.
今天的基督徒，亲爱的基督徒弟兄姐妹们，包括你和我，我们都是今天的亚拿尼亚。
God has decided to use people to witness to the world for him.
就神决定了使用人来世界，向世界做见证，分享他的福音。
God doesn't need us, but he chooses us to go and to win souls to Jesus.
神不需要我们，但神选择了我们去赢得灵魂归向基督。
And we get the privilege as Christians to come alongside people who are lost.
我们有这样的荣幸，可以与迷失的人一起宣扬拯救的福音真理。
We declare the saving gospel truth.
当我们归向基督的时候，
See, when we become Christians, our work is not over. It's just beginning.
我们成为基督徒的那一刻，我们的工作没有结束，我们的工作才刚刚的开始。
Jesus said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations.
耶稣在马太福音的第28章19到20节说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Jesus is saying to Christians everywhere today, go win souls to Jesus.
耶稣对我们今天的每一个基督徒说，去吧，为耶稣赢得灵魂。
Because the world around us is hurting and desperately needs Jesus Christ.
我们今天的世界正在受伤，迫切地需要基督。
Right now, in a world full of lies, somebody is desperately searching for spiritual truth.
现在是在一个充满谎言的世界当中，有的人正在拼命地寻找真理。
Somebody is discouraged at the direction the world is heading.
有人对这个世界前进的方向感到沮丧。
Somebody is devastated about a failing marriage.
有人可能对失败的婚姻感到沮丧。
Somebody is hopelessly deciding to have an abortion.
有的人可能正绝望地决定，我可能要选择堕胎。
Somebody somewhere is struggling with their gender identity.
有的人可能正在为自己的性别的认知而挣扎。
That person might be in church right now.
那个人可能现在就在我们的教会当中。
But Christians, we have the cure.
作为基督徒，我们有治愈的方式。
And that cure is found only in the cross.
这种治愈只能在十字架中找到。
Christians, we must tenderly go into a broken world and beg people to call on the name of Jesus.
基督徒，我们必须温柔地进入这个破碎的世界，恳求人们呼求耶稣的名。
We declare the truth that He alone is powerful.
我们宣告这个真理，只有神他才是大能的。
His mercies are great and His loving kindness is never ending.
神的怜悯是伟大的，神的慈爱永不止息。
And Ananias did just this in verse 16.
亚拿尼亚在十节当中这样说。
The Bible says in verse 16, Ananias is talking to Paul, And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on his name.
亚拿尼亚在第十六节告诉保罗说，现在你为什么单起来求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪？
As a Christian man, I stand before you today, and I ask you, what are you waiting for? Receive Jesus today.
作为一个基督徒，我今天站在你们的面前问你们，你们还在等什么呢？
In the same way Jesus revealed himself to Paul, I say to you this morning, Jesus is alive today.
正如耶稣向保罗显现的一样，在这里我今天告诉你，耶稣今天还活着。
Paul knew all about Jesus dying on the cross and all about Jesus being buried, but he did not believe that Jesus was alive.
旧的保罗知道耶稣死在了十字架上，知道了耶稣被埋葬，但保罗不相信耶稣还活着。
Oh, but how wrong was Paul?
哦，保罗错得多么离谱啊。
And Jesus is alive right now.
主基督耶稣现在还活着。
And God uses people like me and you to declare God's will and proclaim that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
神会使用今天的你和我这样的人来宣告神的旨意，宣告凡求告主名的就被得救，就必得救。
And if you've never believed this truth, today can be your Damascus Road day.
如果你从未相信过这个事实，那么今天可能就是你在大马士革上那一真理的时刻。
Today can be the day that everything changes for you.
今天可能是改变你一切的那一天。
But Paul had to make a decision, and so do you.
保罗必须自己做出这个决定，你也是一样的。
Jesus said in Matthew 7:20, you will know them by their fruits.
耶稣在马太福音的第七章二十节说，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
You see, you cannot be the same person after you've met Jesus.
遇见耶稣之后，你不可能还是那个旧人。
Old things pass away, and you become a new creature in Christ.
旧事已过，你成为了新造的人。
So let's examine Paul's fruits.
来次，让我们一起来看一看保罗所结的果子。
Let's see how he became a new creature.
让我们一起看一下他怎么成为一个新造的人。
Notice the continued use of the word Lord in verses 17 to 23.
我们可以看到，保罗继续的用主这个词。
Paul says, Lord, God of our fathers, righteous one.
保罗说，主啊，我们祖先的神，公义的那一位。
You see, when Jesus is Lord of your life, you will refer to him as Lord.
当主基督耶稣是你生命的主的时候，你会就会称他为主。
But just know that he is Lord, whether you refer to him as that or not.
说我们知道他就是那位主，无论你是否称呼他，他就是主。
Notice in verse 17, Paul is a praying man.
在第十七节，我们知道保罗是一个祷告的人。
In verse 18, he becomes obedient, told to hurry and get out of Jerusalem.
在十八节，我们知道他是一个服从的人，他赶紧按照吩咐离开了耶路撒冷。
See, perhaps Paul wanted to show his Jewish friends just how changed he was and to tell them that Jesus was alive.
也许呢，保罗想向他那些犹太人的朋友来显示、展示他是一个改变的人，必要告诉他们耶稣活着。
But Paul did not understand just how much persecution he would experience.
保罗在这个时候还不知道在将来他会经历多少的迫害。
So our Lord told him to go, even if he didn't understand everything.
当我们的主告诉他去的时候，虽然他不明白所有的事情。
Paul would become a witness to the Jews and the Pharisees.
保罗成为了犹太人和法利赛人的见证人。
He would say in 1 Corinthians 9:16, Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel.
保罗在哥林多前书九章十六节说，若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Appointed to go far away to the Gentiles.
他被拣选了，走到外邦人当中，走到远方去传扬神的福音。
Romans 1:16, he would say, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
在罗马书的第一章十六节，保罗说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
See, Paul's inward heart was now radically changed.
保罗的内心彻底的改变了。
His external life exhibited the inward change.
他外在的生活也表现出内心的改变。
And Paul now bore fruit for Jesus.
保罗现在被耶稣结果子。
Ezekiel 36:26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
以西结书三十六章二十六节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
This is Paul's conversion testimony.
这是保罗的见证，保罗转变的故事。
He once was a religious man with the best education, the best social status, and an upbringing, the best upbringing anybody could possibly have.
他曾经是一个信犹太人， 信犹太的人，他有最好的宗教的传承，最好的名声，最好的戒律教育，在他那个时候。
But then he met Jesus, and he knew his life was separated from God.
保罗遇见了主基督耶稣，他知道他的生命与主隔离了。
Paul repented of his sin, he believed in Jesus, and became a totally new man, radically changed for Christ.
保罗悔改了自己的罪。相信了耶稣，成为了一个全新的人，为基督彻底改变了。
So let me ask you, do you have a story like that?
我今天也要问你，你有这样的故事吗？
If you're a believer today, I want you to take a moment and I want you to think back to the people that came alongside you when you were a new believer.
你今天是一个信徒，我希望你花点时间回想一下那些和你一起走过的人。
Think about the people who told you about God's will, His plans, and how you can be a part of eternal life in Christ.
回想一下那些曾经告诉你神的旨意、神的计划，以及如何才能在基督耶稣里获得新生。
Consider the moment when the scales fell off your eyes. You were once blind, but now you see Christ as Lord.
想象一下，鳞片从你眼睛上掉下来那一刻，你曾经是瞎子，但现在基督是你的主。
If you have a story like that, I want you to take a moment in your heart and say a prayer of thanksgiving to God that He made you aware that Jesus is alive today.
如果你有这样的经历，我希望你可以在你的心中对神做一个感恩的祷告。
Prayer of thanksgiving that God loved you so much that He revealed the truth of Christ to you.
感谢神如此的爱你，以至于他揭示了基督耶稣的真理。
Give thanks to God for His grace and His mercy.
感谢神，因为他的恩典和怜悯。
That He would save a sinner like you and me.
他会拯救像你我这样的罪人。
Christian, who is God calling you to share the gospel with today?
基督徒，神呼召你与谁分享福音？
Who's the person walking along the path of destruction right now, just like Saul was?
谁是像旧的保罗一样走向毁灭之路的人？今天需要听到拯救的真理呢？
Who's the person that needs to hear the gospel saving truth this morning?
谁是今天需要听到这赢得灵魂的福音的人呢？
Today can be the day that God uses you to win a soul to Jesus.
今天可能就是这样的一天，神需要你成为那位拯救灵魂的人。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Are you ready to be used as a vessel for God?
你准备好了被神作为器皿使用吗？
Are you ready to be like Ananias and proclaim God's truth?
你准备好了，好像亚拿尼亚一样，与人一起宣讲神的真理吗？
Well, how I pray you're ready for this.
我祷告，你已经准备好了。
Yet I'm so afraid that there are many who hope to go to this blessed place called heaven.
恐怕有很多人希望去到这个叫做天堂的福地。
There are many who call themselves Christians.
有很多人他们自称为基督徒。
They come to church. They sing the songs. They know the verses. They wear the jewelry.
他们来到教堂，他们唱诗歌，他们知道经文，他们佩戴珠宝。
They bear the name of Christ, yet they do not have a clue of what it means to be a true Christian.
他们顶着基督徒的名，但却根本不知道什么是真正的基督徒。
You've never been truly converted to Christ.
他们从来没有真正的归信于主基督耶稣。
Your eternal destiny is hell.
他们永恒的命运是地狱。
Sadly, these are people just like Judas.
可悲的是，这些人存在就像犹大一样。
Judas spent 3 years with Jesus.
犹大与耶稣一起生活了3年，
He was never converted.
他从来没有悔改。
Judas had a day that changed everything too.
犹大也有了那个改变一切的那一天，
When he conspired against Jesus,
当他密谋反对耶稣时，
when he chose to reject Jesus,
当他拒绝耶稣时，
he could have repented and Jesus would have forgiven him.
他本来有机会可以悔改，耶稣也会原谅他。
But Judas made his decision.
但犹大做了他自己的决定。
But you today,
今天的你，
Jesus can rescue you from this destination.
耶稣可以把你从永久的死亡解救出来。
Jesus has completed everything necessary for you to be rescued from the eternal domain of darkness.
耶稣已经完成了将你从永恒的黑暗领域中拯救出来所有的工作。
But you must be converted through repentance and faith in Christ alone.
但你必须通过悔改，相信主基督耶稣唯一的路而归正。
Just like Paul and just like Judas, you must decide.
就像说的保罗或者是犹大一样，你要自己做出你自己生命的决定。
So I beg you today, come to Jesus.
我恳求你今天来到耶稣面前。
Convert to the one true living God that has defeated the grave.
归信于这一位真正的活神，他已经战胜了坟墓。
Give Jesus your whole heart today.
把你整个的心都交给耶稣。
Convert to the only God that can forgive every past failure.
归信唯一的真神，他可以宽恕过去每一次你的失败。
And promises a new and abundant life for all who would turn to Jesus right now.
并应许所有归向耶稣的人都会有新的丰盛的生命。
Paul converted.
保罗相信了，
Peter, James, John, they converted.
彼得、雅各、约翰都相信了，
I converted to Jesus.
我也相信了耶稣。
It's the greatest decision of my life.
这是我一生当中最伟大的决定。
Has Jesus become real to you today?
今天耶稣对你来说是这样的真实吗？
Your conversion story can start right now.
你归主的故事可以从今天开始。
Your story can begin by saying this.
你的故事可以这样开始。
I went to Grace Chinese Church on August 25th, 2024.
我于2024年8月25日来到了恩典华人教会。
I believed the truth that I am a sinner.
我相信我是罪人这样一个事实。
I was once like Paul, living life by my own agenda, no concerns about God, no concern about heaven, and no concerns about Jesus.
我曾经像旧人保罗一样，按照自己的日历生活，不关心神、天堂或者耶稣。
I recognized that my selfish ways were sinful before Jesus.
我认识到我自私的行为在耶稣面前是有罪的。
I needed the mercy of God.
我需要神的怜悯。
I needed forgiveness.
我需要神的原谅。
I needed a savior.
我需要一个救赎主。
I recognize that right now I'm separated from God.
我认识到了，现在我与神的分离。
But then I had an encounter with Jesus at Grace Chinese Church.
但是今天我就在恩典堂遇见了耶稣。
I heard the gospel truth that Jesus Christ came to this earth.
我听到了这个真实的故事，主基督耶稣来到了这教会。
That he lived a perfect and sinless life.
他过着一个真实的无罪的生活。
And he took my spot on the cross because he loves me.
他代替了我在十字架上的死亡，因为他爱我。
He took upon himself the death that I deserved.
他为我在十字架上死亡。
And he died.
他死去了。
And he was buried.
他被埋葬了。
But on that glorious day, that glorious third day, he rose from the grave.
在那荣耀的一天，在那荣耀的第三天，他复活了。
Proclaiming to the whole world that he alone is king.
向全世界宣告，他是神。
Capable of saving the lost.
他有能力解救世上的生命。
Today, I accept Jesus as Lord and my Savior.
今天我愿意接受耶稣成为我的救赎主。
See, today can be the day that changes everything for you.
今天可以对你来说是那个改变一切的那一天。
Look at these two verses, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
我们一起来看罗马书的10:9。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans 10:13, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
罗马书10:13，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
If you want to commit your life to Jesus this morning, you can do that right now. You can be converted to Christ and have eternal life.
如果你想把自己的生命交给主，你也可以改变，你可以得到永生的生命。
At the end of service, we have a time of reflection.
就在敬拜结束的时候，我们有一个思考的环节。
I'm going to ask you to raise your hand or approach one of your deacons and tell them that today you've made a decision that changes everything for you.
你可以举手，或者是可以跟你的执事说，你今天已经做了这样的决定。
And as I close, I want us to revisit Paul's two questions.
当我结束的时候，我今天要重复一下保罗所说的两个问题。
Paul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗问主啊，你是谁？
Jesus said, "Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it will be opened."
耶稣说，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Jesus is inviting you today to seek and find him.
耶稣今天就邀请你寻找，你就可以寻见他。
Paul asked, "What shall I do, Lord?"
保罗问主啊，我当做什么呢？
Ananias said, "What are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord."
亚拿尼亚说，现在你为什么耽搁呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
I'm going to invite the worship team up as we prepare to have a moment of reflection.
邀请敬拜团队走上来，我们有一段时间的默想。
But this can be your story today.
这可以是你今天改变你一生的那个时刻。
I once was. Then I met Jesus.
我曾经是罪人，但是今天我遇见了神。
And now I am.
现在我是。
This can be your story today.
这也可以是你的故事。
Everything can change for you today.
今天可以是改变你生命的那一天。
Father God, I thank you so much that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您，您是万王之王，万主之主。
I pray that if there's any heart that doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that you will save them today.
我祷告，如果我们当中还有那些不认识您、不知道您是真神的人，你要拣选他们，感动他们的心。
I pray that anybody that doesn't know Jesus as Lord will decide today to follow Christ forever.
我祷告，如果他没有认识主基督耶稣，但他今天选择了改变，选择了遇见神、认识神。
We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们要为你祝福。谢谢我们亲爱的天父，阿门。
让我们一起站立。